For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
There is downtown one train to South Ferry approaching the station. Please stand away from the platform edge.
Lloyd Graham grew up in Harlem with his sister Pamela Graham. He lost her on September 11th. She was 34 years old and worked in Tower 2.
Brings back, it's acting like it happened yesterday. Especially all the people who lost loved ones and families and friends.
Graham was at the memorial.
It was like everybody was sad. Everybody came in with pictures and, you know, loved ones that they lost. It was crowded. It was packed. It was so packed you couldn't even hardly move, walk around.
Did it bring any comfort?
Well, in a way, yes.
How so?
That everybody remembered. You're not forgotten.
And so you were with others who lost relatives or who were first responders?
Yes.
So that was a good thing?
Yes, it was a good thing.
And the site has changed quite a bit, right?
Yes.
How so? What has happened?
Well, they put a little park there.
Yeah.
It kind of feels kind of odd not seeing the World Trade Center there. See, they're building a new one. Hopefully that will stay forever. Hopefully they don't bring that one down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
Just hope we don't ever go through what we went through that Tuesday, 2001, September 11th.
But there's a lot of saber rattling now.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Does that make you nervous? Makes people nervous?
Yeah, in a way, yes. I'm worried that we might have another terrorist attack I'm worrying about. In spite of what's going on in the Middle East.
For Marley from Manhattan, even though it's 13 years later, the day still has a special significance.
Yes, definitely means something special. It's a day that we suffer a tremendous tragedy, and a day that New York came together as one. So it's a special day, and especially that we're still dealing through the same struggles that we were dealing before.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's important to feel for the families and to the people that every day put their lives on the line for us. So
Neville from the Bronx was working at Gristiti's when the towers were struck. He says he'll always remember September 11th.
Sad. And my birthday is the 9th, so I'll always remember because it's so close.
And now it's 13 years later. Linda
Still
Perry,
remembers.
WBAI News, New York.
I remember being here and hearing about it and couldn't believe it. Unbelievable.